This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Oscar Jose Morales. Date of birth is October the 19th, 1969. Case ID number is 4066832. Date of exam, January 19, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, Social Security questionnaire, dated 2022. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old single male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2020, where he used to transport cars for 5 years, and he also did yard maintenance for another 10 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his brother in a house, and he is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, back pain. History of allegation, back pain / lumbago. The claimant states that in 2016, he was beaten up and assaulted, which caused him to have his back pain. He states the character of the back pain is a burning sensation in his lumbar sacral back area that radiates down both legs. No surgery has been performed, and no x-rays, MRIs, or CT scans have been taken. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 40 minutes, comma, sit for 8 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and he states he cannot bend and pick clothes up. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses when he goes out. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, but not doing any other exercise at all. He does not help with light housework or laundry, which causes problems with his brother. At the present time, he's being treated by Dr. Azula, and states he has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is presently on no medications for pain. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back pain / lumbago. The claimant also states that he has bilateral knee and foot pain and was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of those areas. However, no x-rays, fractures, or surgeries have been performed, as well as no injections given. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. As noted earlier, his limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 40 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, but unable to bend down or squat at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a broom. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he states he uses when he goes out or most of the time when he needs it. His physician is Dr. Fernando Azula. He's on no medication for pain, and he does minimal physical activity. Family history, non pertinent at this time. Medications, none. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, knee and foot pain secondary to osteoarthritis, and lumbar sacral back pain secondary to lumbago. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 10 years. Alcohol, he denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit, weight 162 pounds, height 5 feet 5 1/4 inches, BP 159 over 100, Second reading was taken, 143 over 99 mmHg. Heart rate, 72 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 27. General, this is a 53-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his daughter. H-E-E-N-T, could you please drop down to after the third sentence, the claimant has multiple missing teeth. Noted. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last paragraph, the claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. Could you please drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild lumbar sacral back pain. Probable diagnosis, lumbar sacral back pain / lumbargo. Normal physical exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Oscar Jose Morales.